A Republican Congress member has an opponent in next year's election. A crisis line for LGBTQ plus youth is no longer available. And health officials have reminders for the upcoming school year. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, July 21st. I'm Deborah Ashar. A former Oklahoma Teacher of the Year is challenging Congresswoman Stephanie Bice. Robbie Korth reports on the first Democrat to jump into the race for District 5.
Gina Nelson was Oklahoma's Teacher of the Year in 2020 and a Democratic candidate for state superintendent in 2022. A longtime educator, she taught drama and English at Deer Creek Middle School and in Oklahoma City Public Schools. She's challenging Republican incumbent Bice, who has held the seat since defeating Democrat Kendra Horn in 2020. Since then, the district's lines have been redrawn to take out parts of Oklahoma City while adding Logan County, making it more solidly Republican. The general election will be in November 2026. In Oklahoma City, I'm Robbie Korth.
The Trump administration has ended specialized suicide prevention services for LGBTQ plus youth on the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Sierra Pfeiffer reports programming ended last week.
Before the change, callers under 25 could press a button to be connected with an LGBTQ-trained counselor. That option is now gone. Federal officials say it's because the suicide prevention hotline is no longer siloing services. But critics say removing specialized support puts queer youth at risk. Here's Haley Briggs, the executive director of Oklahomans for Equality.
It's heartbreaking for our community especially. You don't have to do a lot of digging in the data to find that when we think about the groups that are most at risk for suicide, it's queer youth.
Since its launch, the LGBTQ plus line received nearly 1.5 million calls, texts, and chats. Its usage has also nearly tripled in the last 3 years. I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
The Caddo Nation says its language will continue despite the recent death of the last fluent Caddo language speaker. Sarah Lisi reports Elder Edmund Johnson laid the groundwork for the next generation.
Elena Tollate is the Caddo Nation's language preservationist. She spent the last 3 years studying with Edmund Johnson. When she first started her work, she told Johnson she was nervous.
He started to tell me a story and said, when we were in Vietnam, we'd be flying over the jungle in a helicopter, and it was time to jump out. And he said, you only have to jump once to show yourself that you can do it.
Tollate says his teachings have changed her life, and she wants to help pass this knowledge on to Caddo citizens. Though Johnson has walked on, Tollate believes
a language is only dead if people do not speak it.
And she's carrying on his legacy, making the Caddo language more accessible. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
The State Health Department is encouraging parents to start looking at their back-to-school checklist. KGOU's Audrey McClure has more.
OSDH says parents should collect birth certificates, which can be ordered online or over the phone, as well as shot records, which can be found online through the Oklahoma Immunization Information System portal. As of Tuesday, OSDH has recorded 20 confirmed or probable measles cases in Oklahoma. 17 of those cases occurred among unvaccinated Oklahomans, according to the OSDH website. The department is now encouraging parents to review and schedule any necessary immunizations, as well as well-child exams. More information can be found on the department's website. I'm Audrey McClure.
Listeners like you provide essential funding for KGOU's news reports, available in podcast, online, and on the air. Your support is needed now more than ever due to recent elimination of our federal funding. Information on how to contribute is at kgou.org. I'm Deborah Ashar.
These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.